Hey, ladies, welcome to the Beauty Advice Made Simple podcast. I'm Jennifer, your host. And this episode, I am going to be talking about an alternative to makeup wipes, micellar water. If you have not listened to episode 19, go back and check it out. The title of it is Makeup Wipes, It's Time to Stop Using Them in Your Skincare Routine. I'm not a fan of makeup wipes. In episode 19, you will find out all the reasons why I'm not a fan, why I feel like they're too rough on the skin. They do unnecessary over-exfoliating. They kind of, I think, can cause micro tears on the skin depending on how rough the cloths are. There's usually a lot of fragrance and preservatives in them. A lot of them are even too dry and don't do an adequate job of removing all the gunk and the makeup and the SPF and things off of our skin and out of our pores. So that's a whole deal. Go check out that episode. But in this episode, I wanted to talk about an alternative to makeup wipes, micellar water. I know a lot of you know what micellar water is, but for those of you that don't, it looks like a toner, but what is micellar water? It's different than toners, and how it can be a pretty cool alternative, a quick alternative that gives you almost completely the convenience of makeup wipes, not quite, but it gives you quite a bit of the convenience that a makeup wipe does, but it's a lot more gentle and it cleans a lot more effectively and it's just a way better product. So in this episode, I go into micellar waters, what they are, how to use them, why they're a great alternative to makeup wipes. So if that sounds interesting, stay tuned. Welcome to the Beauty Advice Made Simple podcast, where busy women just like you can get clear, solid skincare, makeup, and beauty advice. If you struggle with understanding your skin, your skincare routine, and your makeup products, if you want to age gracefully and still feel beautiful and confident without hassle or headache, and whether your beauty routine is too complicated or practically non-existent, you, my friends, are in the right place. I'm your host, Jennifer, and I've been a licensed esthetician and a makeup artist for over 20 years. I know how confusing all the advice and information on the internet can be when it comes to trying to learn about our skin, our makeup, and our skincare products. And it seems that even with all this information coming at us from every direction, it's getting harder and harder to just get straightforward and, most importantly, non-sponsored advice. And that's precisely where this podcast comes in. So if you're confused by all the marketing from all the beauty companies and all the social media influencers, then this show is going to give you much needed clarity about how your skin actually works so you can understand your routine and your products in a way like never before. Because I always say, skincare shouldn't be hard. The best makeup is great skin, and you're gonna look your best when you step into your God-given beauty. Sound good? Let's get started. So again, if you haven't listened to episode 19, go ahead and take a listen to that one. I talk about makeup wipes and why I can't stand them. But before we get into micellar waters and why I really like micellar water, I wanted to take a quick second and read a review that we got on the podcast. We don't have a mouse in my pocket, that I got on the podcast from Allison on January 14th of this year, 2024. And Allison says, such great tips. She gave me a 5-star review. Thank you, Allison. And she said, I love how Jennifer provides amazing tips that actually work. I myself stopped washing my face in the morning years ago out of laziness, haha emoji, and I noticed a change in my skin. I'm looking forward to listening to more tips Jennifer has to offer. And if you are wondering what she's talking about, not washing her face in the morning, what is that all about? Well, I believe that is episode 4. About why you should not be washing your face in the morning. It's better for your skin and it actually saves you a heck of a lot of time in the morning. I go into all the details in that episode, but I am loving these reviews. Allison, thank you so much. I'm glad that you're just digging the show and you like the advice, because actually It's clear, it's straightforward, it makes a lot of sense. It's better for our skin, a lot of the stuff I'm talking about, especially not washing your face in the morning. But more than that, it's just freeing ourselves up, right? We're not spending as much money, we're not spending as much time, and we're looking even better. So hallelujah, that's all I gotta say. So if you are loving the show and you wanna write me a review and you want me to read your review on the show, well, what do you gotta do? You gotta write me a review. And I'll be able to give you a shout. Because let's face it, how else am I going to know that you are listening to and loving the show? And podcasts are a little bit different. It's not like social media, really, where you can like and comment. The only way that the creator, i.e. me, knows that you're loving the show and that you want me to keep going and, you know, you think that a lot more women would probably love it too, is to rate and review the show. You know, tap on the little stars and actually take a couple seconds and write something. That's how the podcast algorithm push the show out to new listeners and get the show out there and allow me to keep going. So write me a review and maybe your review will be one of the reviews I read on this show. Wow, I am really excited about this today. But yeah, it is kind of corny, but reviews make content creators really, really happy. So I thank you in advance for taking the time to write the show a review, especially if you find it helpful and you feel like you're learning something. Okay, so I referenced episode 19, why I hate makeup wipes. And now we're going to be talking about micellar waters and why I actually love micellar waters. What micellar water is basically, it's an oil suspension in water. And the oil molecules which are suspended in the cleansing water are what pick up and remove oil, dirt, gunk, SPF, makeup, and grime off of your skin. But it's very, very effective in the way that it works. And it's not a regular cleaning solution that you would find on a makeup wipe. It's actually a little bit more like concentrated. It delivers more of like a powerful punch. And micellar waters actually started and came out of France. The tap water in France apparently is super, super hard. There's tons of minerals in it, and hard tap water is very drying to the skin. So when micellar waters came out, they were first in France only, found in French drugstores. They call them chemists over there. And they were like these toning solutions, but it's not like a regular toner. Again, it's that oil molecules suspended in water. And because they are more powerful and pack more of a punch on the skin, if you use a super soft cotton round or super soft, say for example, baby washcloth or soft bamboo washcloth or something like that, you can put micellar water on that cotton round or cloth, saturate it, and use that to gently wipe away the grime of the day, and it'll work a million times better than a makeup wipe will. So micellar waters are so much more powerful than makeup wipes. They're super gentle on the skin. They reduce tugging while you're removing your makeup. Because again, women are way too rough on their skin with a regular makeup wipe. And that's because regular makeup wipes don't have those oil molecules suspended in the water the way that the micellar waters do. So if you have a cotton round, a super soft cotton round soaked in micellar water, that's so much more gentle. And it's actually, if you use a reusable one, it's even better on the environment. So micellar waters all the way. They're way gentler and more effective than makeup wipes. And you will find that you were not tugging at your skin the way you would with a makeup wipe. So you don't have to use a micellar water every day, but if you are using it as the first step in your cleansing routine and you're being super gentle with it and you're not tugging at your skin, you can definitely use it as a first cleanse every day and be completely fine. Now, the way micellar waters are marketed, they're marketed as a one and done product. I wouldn't necessarily recommend you using micellar water as your one and done product, meaning your only cleanser or the only way that you're cleansing your skin at night. Again, I find that they're so much more gentle, so much more effective than, say, just a regular makeup removing wipe. They're so much better. However, you have to use them correctly. So if you want to use a micellar water as a makeup wipe alternative, say once in a while, do that. If you want to use a micellar water in your skincare routine on a more regular basis because you're kind of looking for that everyday makeup wipe replacement, you can do that as well. Again, you want to use a super soft cotton round or super soft cloth, and you want to completely saturate whatever you're using with that micellar water and then very gently go in and everything off. But, and this is a big but, it's not going to be your only facial cleanse that you're doing. Think of it as your first step in your nighttime double cleansing routine, okay? A micellar water is not a one and done product. I don't want you to use just a micellar water and have that be the only way you're cleansing your skin, especially at night if you're cleansing off the day, okay? So you're going to use it as a first step and remove the gunk. And then what you're going to do is you're going to go into your regular facial cleanser, whether it's a soft gel or a cream or a milk based, you have to go in again and then really cleanse your skin. Because remember, in a nighttime double cleansing routine, what's happening? The first cleanse is removing the gunk, the grime, the pollution, the environmental debris, the makeup, the SPF, all that stuff. Okay. Because remember, makeup and SPF are designed to adhere and stay on the skin for hours and hours at a time. So you want to really completely remove that with the first cleanse. And then the second cleanse is actually cleaning your skin. So that's when you're going to go in with your second cleanse. Now, I have had women ask me, well, what if I just want to do micellar water and have that just be the one and done product? Well, again, for all the reasons I just mentioned, don't do that. It should be your first product, your first, and then you go in with a nice facial cleanser. However, if you are using a micellar water as a makeup wipe alternative in a situation where a sink and water is not available to you and you need to just use that product and all you have is like cotton pads and your water, okay, then use the micellar water as a first step. Then what you're going to do is go in a second time with a clean cotton round, whether it's throwaway or reusable, whatever you're doing, and wipe your face again. Now, the labels of these micellar waters all say no rinse. They usually say no rinse formulas. No, that is garbage. You still need to rinse your face if you can. Please, if you can, even if it's just with a bottle of water, if you're camping or something, just like spritz some water or something on your face, because the micellar water itself will still leave a little bit of residue. So you want to make sure that you are getting it off. If you're at a sink and using the micellar water as the first step in your cleansing routine, you can just go in with your second cleanse and have that be fine. If you're using it as your only facial cleanse in the evening, your only product, and you know, you're kind of wanting to cut corners, okay, use it twice. First cleanse, then new cotton round, second cleanse, and then just rinse your face, because micellar waters are not a no rinse product. I don't care what the label says. Okay. So again, this is the smart way to use them in your everyday routine. Use them as a first cleanse, followed by your appropriate facial cleanser. If you don't want to do that and you want to go against everything that I'm telling you in this episode and you want to just use them as your only facial cleanser, fine, but just use it twice, okay? The first time is getting all the grime off, and then the second time is when you're cleaning your skin and you have to remove that product residue from the water by splashing your face with plain water, okay? Always ensure that you're rinsing your skin after you're using micellar water. The second thing I'm going to tell you is that micellar waters are not just a French pharmacy product anymore. They're not just exclusively European. I would say up until about 10 years ago, when I was buying micellar waters, I still had to order them online from European skincare websites because micellar water was just not a thing here in the US. So now we're super lucky in that a lot of American companies are now making micellar waters, and you can find them pretty easily in drugstores and places like Walmart. However, I'm not a crazy huge fan of drugstore micellar waters. I find that they have a ton of fragrance in them and a lot of preservatives, and I always look for fragrance-free micellar waters. Well, I look for fragrance-free pretty much everything in my products, but especially in micellar water, it can tend to be a bit irritating, and I just find it's unnecessary. You don't need fragrance in there. So my only caveat with micellar waters is, personally, I'm a bit of a snob, and I don't like the drugstore ones. I just find them to be a little bit off. I also think that they have a little bit less oil and more kind of soapy, bubbly surfactants in them. Whereas the old school micellar waters that were coming out of France and Europe were actually a lot more gentle on the skin, and they were more hydrating as well. So I don't like cheap micellar waters. I like the ones that are probably a little bit more per bottle, maybe about, you know, $5, $10 more per bottle, but you actually use less. So again, I think that a lot of the American ones are a bit too fragrant. They're kind of soapy. They're a little bit drying. I recommend only two brands of micellar water, Avène and Bioderma. I'm going to spell it for you so you'll know what to look for. Avène is A-V-E-N-E, and the second brand is called Bioderma with a B, B-I-O-D-E-R-M-A. I have both of these products linked in my Amazon store. If you want to support me and go to the link in this episode description and click on that, it'll take you right to the product. You know, just disclaimer, I'll make like probably 5 cents if you buy it. But yeah, I don't like cheaper micellar drugstore American micellar waters. I just don't. And actually, in the last few years, stores like Walgreens and CVS and Target have been selling Bioderma micellar water. I have seen it in those stores. You can definitely check it out there as well. But they're very easily found online on sites like Amazon. Now, again, don't take everything I'm saying as gospel here. I know that new products, new micellar waters are coming out constantly, and a lot more American skincare are getting a lot more savvy to consumers and the type of things that consumers are looking for, especially if they liked the more, you know, European style micellar waters. So you have to experiment and you have to just see what works for you. I mean, next month or even next week, there might be a new drugstore micellar water that is released that could tick all of my boxes in the way of being more hydrating, more gentle, you know, no fragrance, all that. Actually, while I'm thinking about it, I do remember that CeraVe a couple of years back, CeraVe with a C, which is a super popular drugstore brand, came out with a micellar water, a hydrating version. I really enjoyed it on my face, but personally, I found that it stung my eyes like the dickens. It stung my eyes so badly. And I love the convenience of micellar water in removing eye makeup as well as my facial makeup. So that was a big turnoff for me. I didn't like it. And I did notice that a lot of reviews on Amazon said the exact same thing about it. So there are some companies that are trying to release some good products, but just keep that in mind. And a lot of women actually use micellar water just as their eye makeup remover, because it is almost like an oil-based waterproof eye makeup remover without that oily feeling that a lot of oil-based eye makeup removers feel like. So it's kind of like you've got the best of both, where it feels like a light oil-free makeup remover, even though there's some oil in it that can technically tackle all of that tough to remove eye makeup, like waterproof mascara, things like that. If you've never tried a micellar water and you want to try it, you're looking for an alternative to makeup wipes because you listened to episode 19 and you don't want me yelling at you, and you just, you know, you want to be more gentle with your skin, definitely check out the links in the episode description. Start with Bioderma and Avène, and they're not too crazy expensive. Like I said, you don't use a crazy amount. I mean, you know, just use your small little cotton round and saturate it and then just, you know, use the product. But remember, Bioderma is with a B, Aven is with an A. I'm not affiliated or sponsored by Bioderma or Aven. I have them linked in my Amazon store. Like I said, I'll make 5 cents if you click on the link. But yeah, so that's what I have for you. Micellar water is an awesome alternative to makeup wipes. And I forgot to mention, I actually have used micellar water on my twin skin as well. I have 10-year-old twins, soon to be 11, boy and a girl. And I've used micellar water on their faces as well. So even they know what micellar water is. And I've taught them how to use it with their reusable little cotton round. They put a little bit on the cotton round. They very gently swipe their face. And then they'll rinse their skin at the sink and then pat dry. So micellar waters can even be good for the tweens and the teens in your life that you're trying to show, hey, you know, you need to start taking care of your skin. You need to start cleansing your skin. Here's what to do. So I hope that was helpful. Remember, if you love the show, take 60 seconds, give me a 5-star review on Apple or Spotify, write a couple sentences about what you love on the show. I'm always reading the reviews. They make me so happy, and I could possibly read your review on the show. If you want to check out those links to Bioderma and Aven, they are linked in the show notes. It goes directly to my Amazon store. In my Amazon store, I have tons of recommendations, all different types of skincare products. They are all expertly formulated. They're all from different price points, different brands. I love them. I've known about the majority of them for years. They are proven to work. Most of them, if not all of them, are endorsed by myself. They're endorsed by reputable dermatologists, licensed estheticians worldwide. The majority are fragrance-free. They're free of harsh detergents, dyes, silicones. They are essential oil free, so they're appropriate for sensitive skins. They contain minimal ingredients, you know, no unnecessary garbage and fillers and stuff that you don't need. So if you're interested in all the products that I love, go check out the link to my Amazon store. Thank you so much for listening. Also, remember, if you have any questions, any comments about the show, or if you want me to discuss a particular topic, you want me to do an episode around a question that you have, remember, you can email me at info@jennifercristofferson.com. I love you all. God bless you. You are all in my prayers. I hope I'm in yours. Take care. Bye. Hey there. Did you enjoy today's episode? If you did, it would be so awesome if you could just take 60 seconds and write me a quick 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. You have no idea how far that goes in allowing me to continue bringing you this podcast, not to mention getting it into the ears of more busy Christian women who need this kind of simple yet solid beauty advice. And if you feel like you need more personalized advice and attention from me, I'd be glad to help you. All you have to do is take a look in this episode's description. You'll find everything I have to offer, from my free resources to all of my programs. You can also visit my website at jennifercristofferson.com. Thanks for tuning in. God bless, and I'll see you next time.